Hi, everybody. It's Carol Delasky, and I'm sitting here today with Kelly Rouse Brown and Laura Hall. Say hi, girls.
Hello.
Hi, girls.
Hey. We're sitting around here having a cup of tea on Happy Valentine's Day and enjoying the love and fellowship that we do in our Holistic Woman Circle. And we're having a conversation about creativity today that we wanted to share with you. And my first question that I want to ask both of you, Kelly and Laura, is, what was the most creative thing that you did as a child? How did you play creatively when you were a kid?
Well, I think as a kid, I was pretty playful and silly and liked to have a lot of fun.
You still are, too.
Oh, thanks. And so that's good to know. I think that probably there's two things that come to mind. One is that I love to play dress up. I used to dress up as I Dream a Genie and say a little prayer. And my family used to always say, Kelly, all right, give us a little prayer so this comes true. My brother would catch a fish, it would snow, whatever we needed that day. And so we had a lot of fun playing with I Dream a Genie, and I really had a cute outfit for that for a few years. And my cousin had given me some fun clothes from her ballet, and I used to go out in the backyard and go ice skating in the spirit of the Olympics and fancy clothes by myself out there. And who knows what the neighbors were saying, you know, looking out the window. But so dress up, I think, was big in how I expressed my creativity. And then secondly, playing with marionettes. We put a stage together and put on some, I loved putting on little marionette shows for my family. And you know, really had a good time.
That's cool. Great. Thank you. So that really sounds imaginative. And I love that about children, right? That we just kind of get lost in our imaginations. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
How about you, Laura? What did you play as a child? What was your creative outlet?
So the two things that pop into my mind, the first was I had this set. They were called the Sunshine Family. And they were kind of hippie Barbies. And they actually had, it was called a creative studio, and they had a little pottery wheel and a thing that would make yarn, like a spinning wheel. And I can remember like making an elevator for them out of a milk carton and just kind of imagining what their lives would be and acting out the kind of stories of their life. But the other thing that really stands out for me is I was a rock star.
Ooh,
when I was a child. I don't know how to do that.
What was your band?
Well, so it was a one-woman show.
Okay.
And it really didn't have an audience, but it would happen. We had bar stools in our basement. And I can remember sitting down on the bar stools with my hairbrush as my microphone and putting on my parents' albums and singing like the Barry Manilow and the Carpenters. I used to sing a lot of like the Carpenters songs. So just fun, right? Silly. And
what was your favorite one?
I really liked I Write the Song. Barry Manilow.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Gotta love that.
How about you, Carol?
Well, when I was a kid, there were two things that come to mind for me. I think there's always been a teacher inside of me because I used to play school with my little brother as my student. My sister and I would be the teachers, and I just loved organizing and helping him to learn and grow, which is so funny because that's what I still do, right? But he was my first one, and we would play school for hours on end in our home when we were growing up. And then the other thing that comes to mind is outside play. We grew up in the woods. There were it was a wooded lot with a lot of trees around us, and so there were a lot of leaves that would fall. And we would go outside for hours, my siblings and I, and we would rake the leaves into paths that we could ride our bikes on. And we would create a whole world under the canopy of the trees. There would be, my house would have different rooms, and I'd have it all figured out, kind of like a floor design in there. And we'd have the grocery store and the gas station and the post office, and we'd ride our bikes up and down through the village and visit each other at the houses. And it was just such fun. And that was what we did as kids. We just played in this imaginary world. And I'm thinking, you know, I was a preschool teacher for a number of years, and play is a child's work, really. It's how children learn and grow. And so, you know, in a preschool classroom, you'll see all the centers where they're playing, from dress-ups to blocks to painting. There's all kinds of creativity in a preschool classroom or a kindergarten classroom. And as I'm listening to both of you and myself, I'm thinking, well, that's what it's like when we're kids, right? We just played, and creativity was all integrated into everything that we did. It was just right. Who we were.
It's natural.
So I'm a little intrigued about what happens as we grow up and how we let go of that, how we lose that. What would you say is your creative outlet now as an adult?
That's easy for me.
Okay. What about you, Laura?
There's two things. The first is I'm a stream of consciousness journaler. So there's some, and I don't really know, I do think it comes from a creative place. But the thing that stands out even more than that is I make scrapbooks. That document that is like a family history. And I've been doing it since the kids were little. So I've got a full shelf that probably starts in 1998 to, I'm not quite caught up, but almost present.
Labor of love there.
But wow. Yeah, and it's the whole you lose yourself, you know, like I get into that project and I lose track of time. If you know me, you know I'm a morning person, not a night owl. I'll be like, oh my God, it's 2 a.m. Like, whoa. I don't even realize like that, how late it is, just because time goes away.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? How about you, Kel? Where do you see creativity coming out for you now as an adult?
Well, apparently I must still like dress up because we've had a lot of fun with Holistic Women with our Missy and Flo and a stage format. So I guess that's carrying over, and I really love when people laugh. So I think that's something that I really still enjoy doing. And really, Holistic Women, to me, is where my creativity comes out. And since we've been doing this, since we've been a part of this organization, finding this organization, I feel like I look forward to it, and I can't get enough with our retreats and our events and things like that, and meeting new women. And it just feels like we're always growing organically into just a more awesome organization year after year. And it feels like something I just can't get enough of. Mm-hmm. And as a business owner, for me, this is where I go to and feel centered and have, I think, more fun with the women in the community in the area. So.
Yeah. I can really relate to that. I think I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, since when I sold vegetables door to door as a child. And part of what I appreciate about a Holistic Woman, it's co-creating having an entrepreneurial mindset with other people. Every time we get together and we put together a program, we're tapping into each other's creativity, right. And we're putting it out there and coming up with new ideas based on each other's input. So I think that's really exciting to think about creating not only a business, but creating business relationships with alliance partners or other coaches or with the women who come to the programs. Not to mention our relationship over all these years has deepened as we've created the community.
Absolutely. We are whole.
Yeah, we are. The other area that I see myself doing it now is in writing. You know, when I was writing my book, Lost and Found, I found that I would lose track of time once I got over the hurdles that were in my own head and in the way, once I was doing in that space, I could just write for hours and I wouldn't even realize that time had gone by. Like you, I would wake up and to the time, and I all of a sudden it would be like, oh my gosh, I have to get going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've just spent 6 hours working on the book, and it didn't feel like work at all. It was just a flow was happening that was part of what I was doing. You know, speaking of that, it seems like often there is for adults, there can be a hurdle to creativity now. Somewhere in our lives, we struggle then with, what do you think it is, like judgment or comparison. We start to look at our work and look at the persons next to us and think it's not as good as somebody else's, or we worry about people criticizing us. So I'm curious for both of you, how do you, or how have you gotten over that judgment and that comparison? How do you do that?
I think I have one word: coaching.
Coaching.
It does and work. Being coached.
It works. Yeah, having your friends remind you to put away your measuring stick.
Right? Yeah.
I'm still a work in progress there. I can
sure
get in my head. And there's something also I think about, like, as we're sitting here having this conversation, I'm wondering if the people listening relate, like, do they give themselves the permission to be creative? And it's almost this thought, well, probably we're all creative. It's not if we create, but how do we create?
Oh, absolutely.
And so I hope that as people are listening, they're thinking about the questions we're asking and how they might relate to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole, for me, there's something about giving myself permission, because on some levels, sometimes for me, creativity feels indulgent, and it feels like something I do after I get all the supposed to's done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the truth is, and I do think being coached around this has helped, that's not true. Like, and when I really look at whether it's indulgent to create, the answer for me deep down is no, that it is part of allowing my authentic self to come through. That happens when I'm in that creative space. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's a form of self-care, which I know you all agree with me that self-care is not selfish. It's very important because it fuels me. So it feeds me. And I think that is so valuable.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a creative outlet that you've always wanted to try, but you haven't?
That's a great question. I think about things, but I don't really know whether I want to try them or not. Like, I think there's some fear and uncertainty around them, like improv,
ooh,
acting kind of stuff.
Taking Barry Manilow on the road.
Well,
there we go.
But I might speak like with that. Like, that feels like it could be fun. How about you?
I've had some karaoke scary moments. I would still try. I think after listening to your Sunshine Family story earlier about the pottery wheel, well, I think pottery is something that I would really like to do, because I really love my special pottery mugs every morning. In fact, I have my Sedona mug. I have my Renaissance Festival mug I get every year, and certain mugs. And so I look at these and I think I could do this. I mean, I could at least try.
Mm.
So I think that's one I would, really like to get my hands into the clay and form some pottery mugs down the road.
It's so satisfying to create something and say, mm-hmm, I made that. I made it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How about you, Carol?
Well, like you, I feel a little nervous when I think about, like, what would I be willing to try, because there's that stretching of, like, oh, what if I'm no good at it? Again, there's the measurement, right?
Yeah.
But I think if I could get rid of all those thoughts, dance comes to mind. I'd love to move more freely. And even if that's just free creative movement, like creative dance, not like the Foxtrot or something like that.
Not Dancing with the Stars.
Not Dancing with the Stars, no. No. But that comes to mind. And I also think about my real love is writing and how I don't make enough time for it anymore. So when I write a blog for a Holistic Woman's website, it's funny, it always surprises me. It's like I put it off and I put it off because I'm... But because there's a schedule, because I have a commitment to produce this periodically, once I get in there and I start writing, I love it. And I think what I notice is there's this deep satisfaction after I'm done, that I've created something. And it is kind of like when I took a pottery class and I just brought it home and I'd be like, I made that. Look at that. I have that same feeling when I write the blog or even when I coach a client and I'm really in the zone and I'm asking great questions that move them along, it feels wonderful. There's a sense of being in my purpose, I think is what it is. Really creating what I'm meant to create in that moment.
So why do you think we put it off and put it off? Because I don't think you're alone there. Like, what do you think's behind that?
I think it's what something you said a minute ago about time. It's not a good use of my time. Mm. Or I have other things that feel like they're more important than making myself feel deeply satisfied. Mm. So it seems kind of silly to say that, but I do think this conversation is valuable in realizing I'm not alone in that, and hopefully our listeners are realizing they're not alone in putting it off as well, and realizing that there's such value to it. I need to remind myself, or have you all remind me, that it's worth it for me to do it. And I need to remember to get rid of the judgment of that I'm doing it for anybody other than me. Mm-hmm. Right? I think that's part of it, is I think that when I'm creating something to produce it, sell it, give it away, whatever, for an end result, that's very different than when I'm producing something for the sheer experience and enjoyment of of creation. So I have to, in my mind, one of my permissions is to say, you know, this is just for me. It doesn't matter if anyone reads it or sees it, or it's just mine. Mm-hmm. It's kind of owning it. That's the way I get over that hurdle.
That's a really great reminder too, because journaling for some people can be just writing, and I think journaling is a great way to really just be inward and expressive. No one's looking at this, and this is just, at the end of the day, here I am just putting everything out there on paper. So that's, I think, really great too.
Yeah, I believe that we, and this is into my belief system, but I believe that we were designed to be creative beings.
I agree.
You know, many people will call God or the universe creator, right? Because there's this belief that the world was created in some fashion. And all you have to look is at the complexity of nature and see, you know, flowers and beauty all around us. And so I think that's part of the reason it's so important to be creative, because it taps into this place of purpose, of who we're meant to be. At least that's how I experience it. So Laura, we have this retreat coming up, and I wish you would take a moment, please, to tell people about why we're having a creative retreat.
So the idea really came to full fruition at last year's retreat, where we've built creative components into every aspect of every retreat we've done since day one. And we asked for feedback at the end of all of our retreats, and we kept getting feedback that was one of the women's favorite part was that creative component. So last year, as we were sitting around kind of debriefing, we thought, what would it be like to have the whole retreat dedicated to creativity? So that's where the seed was planted. For me, the more and more I look at creativity and understand how it shows up and acts and works in my life, you know, we talk about heart, mind, body, spirit here at Holistic Woman Retreat. And being whole is when all of those components, aspects of ourselves, come into alignment. Well, it's easy to compartmentalize those, right? And think, okay, well, I'm working out, I'm working on my body, right? I am doing some reading that's expanding my mind. But what I found with creativity is it integrates and it kind of brings all of those components of ourself together. I think when we're really, when those creative juices are flowing, we are really coming from that place of wholeness, and we can't help but have those parts of ourselves be integrated, and they show up in whatever we're putting forth through the creativity.
I love that. Yeah. Integration.
I feel like I had one more thought, but it's gone. So
it'll come back. Yeah. It'll come back to you. Well, this, we are excited about this retreat. It's 2 weeks from this Saturday on March 3rd. And at the retreat, there's going to be some wonderful experiences, really opportunities for women to try different things like intuitive painting, or Laura, you'll be doing your self-compassion power pages, which is like a scrapbooking, really personalized scrapbooking. We have a coach coming in to teach about bath teas and essential oils, and another that will be teaching personal self-care practices, tapping into self-care morning rituals. And There's one more.
Integrative nutrition.
Integrative nutrition for women. Yes. So five fabulous breakout sessions, as well as other opportunities for women to explore creativity and to learn more about it in community with other women to talk to about it. So Kelly, would you take a moment to tell our listeners where the retreat's going to be and how they can get more information?
Sure. The retreat is going to be at Turf Valley Resort in Ellicott City, Maryland, and it is a beautiful resort with a lot of great amenities outside of our program that you can choose from. And you can get more information on our website. So just check out the website, and it's just around the corner. So hopefully this talk has helped spark some creativity in you. I know it has for me.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like we've dug a little deeper today in our creativity, and so more to come.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. We hope that you'll join us. Well, ladies, as we wrap up the podcast today, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you, Kelly and Laura, for joining me. And
it's been great.
I hope that our guests will take these talking points and think about them further. And I want to leave you with one good question for you to think about today. And that question is, how will you be creative today? Based upon this discussion, how will you be creative today? And with that, we're signing off. Have a great day.